Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Sunday, everybody. This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix coming to you from Maui, Hawaii. Ascension is freedom. I know a lot of people are talking about freedom these days, and let me explain this to you. The only thing that really has power is our soul, and there's a realm that our soul has never left. It's always been there, but it's a matter of aligning our mental, physical, and emotional bodies with the soul, which is in a higher vibration, always was, always will be. And if we've been trapped in the lower realms, it's time to get out. And the workaround with all of this is to ascend and get aligned with your soul, and then you can get on with your life, even though the world appears to be very chaotic right now and very divided. And the reason it's divided is because people are going through this sorting out period. I call it a realm split. And soon the vibrations will be so distinct that they will exist in parallel dimensions, but we will be experiencing only the reality that we are choosing to live in. And so ascension is for people that want to rise with the planet. And there's so much that can be said about it. So I just try to say a little bit every show, kind of get people kind of oil the gears or So I have a full switchboard, and I can usually, on the half hour show, I can do about 6 calls. Sorry if you're trying to call in and you can't get through. There's a limit of 6 calls on the switchboard. If I switch over to an hour show, which I might do pretty soon, then I can take, I think it's like 20 callers. So I'm going to go to the switchboard, and I take them in the order that they came in. And I'll call out your area code. You can tell us whatever you want to about yourself. I will help you align with your next best step to raise your vibration. Going to the 650 area code, what can we work on today?
Hi, Alana. I was wondering if you pick up anything about my daughter. She's been trying to be in a relationship for some time now, and she's very open, but just nothing's been clicking for her.
The guides, the higher beings have asked me to do this, and I get my information from the higher beings, including your soul, my soul. It's kind of like a little meeting. When I talk to people, and it's supposed to be all about the person that's talking to me, because that's kind of like reading somebody else's mail anyway.
That's okay.
I can only get. Did you have anything you wanted? Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you want to know anything for your own journey?
For my journey, yeah. What do you see in terms of work for me? Anything coming up around the horizon for me?
Well, it's not about that, not exactly about the future, but it's about you embracing the unique gifts of your soul. And that's how we move into ascension and move out of the matrix, is to be aware and embrace and develop. And you'll hear me say this all the time. I had to do this myself because I was raised in a family that didn't acknowledge and really pushed us into the matrix. So as an adult, I had to bring them out, and I've known other people that had to do that. So I'm going to try to tune in. I pick up a lot of, you had a mom question when you came on the switchboard, but I do pick up, like, listening to your voice, you know, at the deeper levels of it and picking up your energy. I do pick up a lot of mom energy, but I want to caution you that that'll lead you into careers that might not be in keeping with your soul. So when it comes to, like, job, career, you know, putting yourself out in the world. Let me see if I can tune into that. I have to like re-listen to your voice because I didn't hear it that much. I pick up the individual caller I get through by listening to your voice. I'm picking up, I don't think that you've been exposed to what really makes your heart sing yet. Do you know, I'm just picking up that you've just had like jobs in the past. Were you developing anything? Have you been interested in developing anything that you, I'm not getting a strong signal. Are you, so that's why I'm asking questions. Is there anything that you've been wanting to do all your life that you never did?
I did it in bits and spurts, but not to my satisfaction.
I'm not getting any real particulars. It could be that maybe you're kind of a private person and don't want it broadcast all over the internet. So I would just say that whatever it is that you haven't done, I'm just seeing it really underdeveloped. And in order to mesh with the higher energies of the planet, you need to mesh with the desires of your soul. So I really strongly suggest that you spend time with that. And a lot of times we'll get stuck. Like we'll be quote-unquote looking for a quote-unquote job. I don't like calling them jobs. I like to call it a livelihood or whatever. Nothing will happen because our soul is saying no. It's like stepping in and it's saying, no, it's time to really do what you came here to do. And that's for everybody. If you feel stuck, that's going to be just about number one. That's what I'm going to pass on to you today is develop that and do that. And then with regard to if you are actually out there actively looking for a job, I am getting once again a reminder. Number one is to open up to your passions, things you really want to do, your curiosities, things you want to experience. If you have the time and the money, or whether you believe you have it or not, if you were going to actively look for a job, for instance, it should be more in keeping. Definitely, I'm getting that this is it. This is, you got to really decide now, because whatever quote unquote job you get should also be in keeping with whatever that passion is. It should be a close resemblance. Okay, that's what I'm getting for you.
Thank you.
I hope that helps. You're welcome. And remember to take care of yourself too, not just mom energy. Okay, thanks. Aloha. Okay, yeah. So many of these moms are such beautiful people, and then they have to make sure they take care of their own passions. So 845 area code, what can we work on today?
Hi, Alana. How are you? This is Lucy.
Oh, I thought so. Hi, long time no speak.
No, I saw you didn't have the show anymore for a while, and then I just got busy.
Yeah, I didn't. It was a strange year. Yeah.
Very different year, I would call it. Very different.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It was remarkable, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's been pushing everybody to really refine things. I know. I couldn't either. I had to restructure my thinking.
Well,
I didn't know something like that.
Yeah, for me it was kind of life that I live already because I usually at home, live by myself. Then my best friend is God and myself. And then people is like, oh, how can you live like that? I say, well, I am okay. I never feel alone. God is with me. I am my best friend.
Yeah, that's a great feeling.
You know?
And I think a lot of people probably learned that, and hopefully they did. By having to sit with themselves. That's a valuable lesson to learn.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but then it came to, it's like, you have a house and you don't want to be in the house. You just want to be running around.
Right, I know. That's how I am. I like to be free. Yeah.
Well, that kind of freedom is everywhere.
Yeah.
Freedom is in you. Then I was listening to Caroline Neal.
Very good. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. Oh, you were not like that? I am like...
Yeah, no,
like,
I was
meditating.
They shut everything down in Maui where I am. They shut everything
mm-hmm.
down. They shut off plane flights into the island. They closed down the parks. They even tried to close down the beaches for a while, but we protested and got that reopened. And so, yeah, that's, I really discovered that too, like you said, is that freedom's inside of you. So even, you know, even though my physical, freedom was cut off, I found out that I'm still free inside. And I found that through really reaching for the, you know, connecting with my soul, connecting to spirit, Christ consciousness, and the love that's inside of you. And then that way you don't
mm-hmm.
feel, you remove yourself from time-space continuum. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So, because I wanted to firm that up
and
in people so they understand that.
I was listening to Caroline May, because when I meditate, then I got
uh-huh.
this teacher or whatever, which you want to call a master. And you say, oh, when you meditate, you got to be alone, you got to be in a quiet space. And then she say, forget about quiet space. You can meditate in the
mm-hmm.
middle of the highway. It's your mind.
Right, you need
that
to
needs
be,
to be
mm-hmm.
in it, like, mm-hmm.
Yes.
I say,
yes,
right,
we need to be
true.
Able to be in that space anywhere we are, no matter what's going
yeah,
on. That's part
think,
of ascension.
Yeah, but
it is.
Mm-hmm. And then this master that she, like, whatever, she was saying, oh, you have to do this, you have to put a do not disturb sign, and blah, blah, blah. And then I used to say, okay, and try to follow, but I am not a follower. I know that I could like to be those people that see somebody, screaming, like, see your favorite artist, or I used to tell all these people that we used to go, I'm still part of the group and also fanatic. I never have been fanatic. And I, Deborah, I said, yeah, right. And she used to say, something I used to say, oh, don't believe it.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Are you talking about, so synchronicity, when,
like,
so did you have a
fanatic? Fanatic or anything? Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
I was just wondering if you needed. I really appreciate your contribution. I like it when somebody else talks about that stuff. It gives us all confirmation. So, is there anything that you could anything that you could use a little bit of a boost on today, or did you just want to call in and say hi?
Oh, no, I wanted to say hi, and I want to see any boost that you can give me.
Any kind of a booster I can give you.
Yes,
okay,
please.
I'm going to invite, this is the first thing I got is that I do see that you could use some strengthening. You did bring up the subject of staying aligned with your higher self and all that peace and the Christ connection. No matter where you go, I think we all need to work on that. But it's just that spirit gives me whatever your next best, the thing, because ascension is a spiral. So we have to repeat things. We kind of, and then as we're getting to the top of the ascension spiral, we start to like repeat things and have to polish things even more. It can seem really frustrating. But what I'm getting for you to polish is still polish that your ability to keep that beautiful, you have such a beautiful inner light, and people see that. You probably notice people see that when you go out in public. Don't bury it under a bushel. I'm getting, get out there and glow. Okay? It was really nice to talk to you.
No,
and
you
I'm
know,
gonna...
I remember I was asking you prayers for my mother. I was the one, and she passed and she crossed over on Monday. And now...
Oh, wow.
And then my sister, I mean, when we're going to bury her, okay, she died today in the morning, in the afternoon, like midday, and then I say tomorrow. And then that's what we did the next day.
Oh, that's wonderful. She's in a beautiful place. Wow, she's in a beautiful... Yeah, you do remember, you said that on a private...
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
she's
my
in a
mother,
beautiful
I
place.
Her a lot.
I
but
know.
The sick,
you have a
no,
your,
the,
your soul sick. Is very much like hers. You're very much like her. So, yeah. just let your light shine and fill up your space and really, really feel the light of love that comes through you, because yours is just as bright and beautiful as hers is.
Yeah, and then what you can do with these people, then, is like, I'm telling them, let God to do, because they feel like, oh, my sister didn't do enough for her. Oh, she just all the
yeah.
time.
Oh, no, no,
I say,
no,
everybody
no, no.
create their own hope. Like, my
yeah.
mother has lots of polarities, because she was with her beliefs in one side and her spirituality in the other side, but they were so different. And I used to say, Ma, just focus on whatever is positive. But no, she was like a warrior. And now it's all these people against the other people. And, oh, you didn't do enough, blah, blah, blah. Then I just...
Yeah, that's right. So much is just in divine order. That's really what that's what gave me a lot of peace this year, to realize that everything is in perfect order. And it really is. It's just accelerating, and that's why it's hard for us to get a grip of it. Well, it was really nice to hear from you, and I better get moving. I got 4 more calls to handle before the show is over.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Aloha.
Thank you.
Now I have. I wonder if this is somebody I know. 414 area code. What can I work on with you today?
Hi. My name is Felicia. I believe it's my first
I'm.
Hello.
I said, hi. I'm from Milwaukee. I don't know if you're from Milwaukee. I recognize the 414. But anyway, yeah, no, I can't hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. I can. Can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yeah, this is better.
Okay. My volume was down. I live in Milwaukee, too. I live in Tennessee now. That's far. But I still can't.
Okay.
Okay. I was just trying to see, do you have anything that you see me? I'm working on slowing down, breathing, working on my communication. Is there anything that I can do, or what I need to do in order to work the spirit has
me? Yeah, it's still pretty hard to hear you, but I did hear you say that you've been working on slowing down and breathing. Thank you for bringing that up, because we're not going anywhere unless we can do that. That's so important. And that was some of my worst programming, was doing that multitasking. I had businesses. I was so involved in things all my life, to just slow down, because this higher energy, functioning in the higher energy, you're being led by the moment, and you need to. You'll notice that have you noticed yet that when you slow down and you breathe, that centers you and it brings you into the moment? If anybody needs help with that, get Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now. It's got the whole explanation in there for why you need to do that. You notice that they show up in synchronicity when you do that? Did you notice any synchronicity when you slow down?
Yes. And that's the whole thing. My mind is just like, I know what I want to say. It's like I'm pre-thinking it, and then I'll say it, and it'll just be like, get it all out at once. And it's like, wait a minute, what did you say? So that's what I'm trying to work on, but it's kind of, it's hard.
I see what's going on. It's a matter of moving down more into the instinctive center. And the mental, remember I said it's mental, emotional, like we can't be carrying around a bunch of anger and pain. You don't sound like that's going on with you. I don't sense that in your emotional body. Physical and mental. And a big problem that we have is that when we get into our head, it's very hard to know when we are in our head or in our instinctive center. I've been working on this for at least 10 years, and I really feel like I got it now. Because when you get in your head, it just really starts to race, and then it's not in sync. Then your brain isn't in sync with your instinctive center. So even though you're trying to slow down and breathe, that's aligning you in the moment in your instinctive center. But it's still a matter of slowing down your mental. We have to slow down our mental to almost nothing. We think we need to think out our steps. That's what I've been working on doing. I get up in the morning, I have a rough idea what I'm going to do that day, but I no longer create the steps in my head, because when I was talking about synchronicity and do things show up, when you move into the higher functioning, into your instinctive center, the universe kicks in and it'll help you with everything. So let's say I've already set out to do errands, and then all of a sudden a bunch of things fall into place. Like I run into the right people to get the things put together. It's just through synchronicity. So when you align, instead of mentally planning and mapping things out and even conversations, mm-hmm. And do you have any question about that? So that's what I'm getting. You brought it up. You seem to be pretty aligned with mm-hmm. And this is where I want to lead people to understand that the ascension is a process that you participate in, and you got to notice what's giving you the most grief is usually the thing that you need to work on. And then you can stop and you can right. ask yourself, and I try to help people with that, but if you can't figure it out yourself, then you can ask an intuitive person. So I think you were right on top of it, because then I saw that in your frequency too. Any questions about that? You're doing a great job. Spirit wants me to tell you that you're doing a great job. You're doing fabulous. And let the intelligence of your soul flow through. Put your like the Bible says, you can't enter the kingdom of God. You have to be like a child, and that's what that means. To just get back to your feeling center, instinctive in the moment. That's how children are, and the adult world teaches us to do all this planning and everything. And like I said, ascension is moving into heaven on earth, and it's much easier because you're aligning with the universe, and the universe is there to help you with absolutely everything when you're aligned with that. So you're doing a great job.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
thanks.
Thank
I probably
you
said
so
a lot
much.
More than I needed to. Thanks for calling in.
No,
okay,
you're fine. Oh,
okay, thanks. I left this one call on. I left 845 line on while I was talking. I don't know what that did. Okay, so 720 area code, what can we work on today? Oh, it's getting kind of stuck. Let me see. They do the. Okay, wait. Ooh.
Hello.
All right.
Hello. Hi.
Go ahead. 7.
Hi.
720.
Randy. And
hi.
I need some help with. I need some help with my vibration. I lost my brother a few weeks ago. And then my coworker has been really very, very difficult. And she's giving me a heart attack. I'm having a panic attack with her.
I know what's going on already. Okay. So what had happened was you must have had a connection with your brother. Well, of course, we do anyway. We do, but whether we're close or we think we're close or not. And what I was being shown is that when their physical body ceases to operate and then they transition, it requires a certain amount of time for us to, especially when it's a spouse, but anybody, sibling too, there's energetic connections. And it's like if you had a water balloon that was fine. It's, it's all filled with water. And then all of a sudden somebody comes along with a pin and pokes holes in it. And all of a sudden all the water can get out of the holes, or air can come in. And that's what happens to our energy when somebody that we're connected to on a lot of different levels transitions. So what I got was that for whatever reason, you got somewhat shattered, like all your bodies were shattered. So what's happening is now it makes it harder for you to be around discordant energies, because your energy it's like throwing a deck of cards up in the air and then dropping it and they're all over the place.
Yeah, but you think that you're working with somebody and they should understand, I just lost my brother. Can you be a little bit more compassionate and understanding that I'm going through a very rough time right now, and to be nice?
Yeah, I know. I really would like to ask the most of the world to be a lot nicer right now, as a matter of fact. No, yeah. I've been through that all my life. I've always been the kind, gentle one that wants everybody to get along. So I know what you're talking about, and I've been through that after a bad breakup. People just don't. They don't, and it's just a matter of I'll see if spirit is saying that you're supposed to stand up to this person, but I'm not getting that. I'm just getting that you just need to start your process
did.
Of.
Mm-hmm. I went to my administrator. I like blew. It was bad. And now
yeah.
I'm so stressed out.
Yeah.
I don't have to raise my vibration.
I'm just getting that this person is so wrapped up in their own world. That's what happens a lot of times. They're so wrapped up in their own world, they don't realize what they're doing to other people. And even if they don't do it verbally, they're doing it energetically. So this is what I'm getting, is to be careful about that. So, like, let's say you go, you know, your spirit helps you heal your body and all your bodies while you're sleeping as well. But then you start your day, check with how you're feeling, and check in with your guides and angels and your higher self. Do your breathing. Just picture yourself being whole. It's just going to take some time. And then when you go into the office, then watch where you feel it viscerally. This is going to be really important. So, like, if you go in and something happens and you feel it in your stomach or you feel it in your head or you feel it in your heart, what you need to do is watch for your visceral. You feel it in your heart. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, like, that's something that, you know, if I had more time to tell you that, main thing is to get as clear as you can. Then when it occurs, see where it's hitting you in your energy. And then you say, well, how is that hitting me there? Because we all need to get to the place where outside influences don't affect our energy. So how
right.
is that person? And then so just try to, like I say, one day at a time, one thing at a time, zero in on what that is. And I think that you, I'm already picking up in you that you already have an inclination. So do you know what I mean when I say that? How is their energy getting into your heart area? And what does that mean to you? Do you want to share it here real quick? Or
I just feel like I need to, like, not be so, I need to, like, just try not to let it get to me, like her words, like not let it hit me as hard. Like, my husband is able to, like, deal with people and let it, like, bounce off. Like, I'm so jealous of that. And I am very
well, what is the subconscious thing that's what's the subconscious thing that will help you not take it so hard? What's happening below the surface? You're verbalizing and you're aware that you want to be that way. But what is, I'm kind of getting that it's taking it personally, that this person
yeah.
would shoot off sparks no matter where they go. It has nothing to do with you. And then what happens is if on the subconscious level you feel like personal attack, then that's how you feel it. You feel the actual pain or the hit.
I feel embarrassed.
Of the energy.
I feel embarrassed mm-hmm. me in front of, like, I'm a teacher, so she embarrassed me in front of the class. Like, she yelled at me in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She yelled at me in front of the other teacher in the room. I was totally embarrassed,
mm-hmm.
and I felt, like, just angry.
A lot of people are really misbehaving now, you know. Are you aware? A lot of people are.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I've had as many people blow up at me. You know, strangers.
Yeah.
People are blowing up. People are just really... And they're not taking responsibility for their own behavior. And I'm really getting that this person just doesn't take responsibility for their own behavior. It has nothing to do with you. You're just the helpless victim. And unfortunately, what I'm seeing is they see the weakness in you, and it's really mean. It's really bad. You know, it's really bad
yeah.
for people to act like that. And they're being a bully, basically. They're taking out their anger
yeah.
on a person that they know. You're not going to turn around and punch them in the face or call them a
right.
name or be equally as mean back. So they're using you as their personal dumping ground. So
let go? I don't know how to do it.
So let me see. I'm getting the well, I got to start doing a 1-hour show pretty soon. I just don't have the means right now to do a 1-hour show.
Yeah.
I got so many calls on this report.
Okay.
I'm getting the lady telling me. You want to shoot me an email Alana@alanak.com. In case we get cut off, and it's on the show description, it should be on there, because this is kind of interesting. This is how you work through things. That's why I'm sticking with this. This is how you figure this stuff out. So how is it coming in? What are you supposed to do? I get that you are not supposed to put up with this person's behavior at all, and I don't know what you're going to do. I really not. It's an indicator of, you know, seal that up, your heart. You have this really nice, beautiful heart, and because you were connected in the heart chakra with your brother, what happens is it kind of like leaves a hole. And then, so since it's hurting and it needs to heal, it's like having a wound that needs to heal, it's even more sensitive. And I'm just getting that you need to get away from this person. And I don't know how you're going to do that, but that's what I'm getting from spirit. So why don't you check in with your soul? If your soul feels like running out the door, you don't have to put up with this. This is coming from spirit. You don't have to. You don't have to stand there and be stronger. You do not have to put up with this. That's what I'm getting from spirit. So see if you can find your way away from this person and be really firm about it. And nobody, for any reason, no matter what, should treat you like that. That's what I'm getting from spirit. You need to know that. That'll heal up. That'll seal up the hole. That is not, and you know, sometimes it happens on a psychic level too. If you say absolutely this is 110% unacceptable, they may just go somewhere else with their, you know, or sometimes, you know, just, yeah, that's what it is. The subconscious, this is not okay no matter what. You could knock a box hot candles on the floor and start the place on fire. That doesn't justify anybody getting mad at you or shouting at you or any of that behavior. It's not acceptable under any circumstances, and that'll seal up the leak. Okay, see what you can do with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call.
I feel better about talking to you. Thank you.
Oh, good. Okay, there's nothing that you've done to cause this. There's nothing you could do, and they're taking out, they're being a bully. Okay, aloha.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks
for
calling. Okay.
Aloha, bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, I'm so sorry I can't get to these calls. Anybody who's still on the switchboard, if you want to shoot me an email, alana@alanak.com, I'll see if I can answer a quick question for you. And click on follow on the show so you get notified when I set up shows. I'm having them every Sunday at this time, 3:30 Pacific time, and hopefully get doing a one-hour show pretty soon. Okay, aloha.